Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Trapped in a terrifying relationship, isolated from friends and family, this woman that we're about to talk to, Michael, must decide what she values most and then fight for it.
Well, you know, domestic violence is an absolutely horrific part of society, and whenever we run a story on mindfood.com or in the magazine, it's extraordinary the feedback we get in terms of how it's helped people, particularly women, in this situation. And I'm really happy to welcome you, Kay, to the show.
Thank you.
Kay, can you tell us your story?
Well, I was approaching 40. I was in a relationship that was going nowhere. I really wanted a baby, and I'd made that pretty clear. So I set myself up for this fellow called Simon, who was gorgeous, charismatic, charming, waltzed into my life, promised me a baby, promised me a wonderful family unit. I fell for it, and very quickly he turned into a violent narcissist, and it was terrifying, and I couldn't get him out, and I was trapped.
Now, it became violent, didn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, very quickly.
And who did you turn to, or how long did it take you to turn to someone when it did become violent?
The tricky part was that he started to undermine me emotionally and psychologically, and he also isolated me from my family and friends. And then he started to become physically violent. By that stage, I actually felt quite trapped and isolated, and it was very, very hard to talk to anyone. I felt very ashamed. And I really went to the police first because they were around the corner. I had to run on one occasion, and that's where I landed outside the police station. I was so terrified when I scrambled back into the apartment when he let me back in. I didn't know what to do.
Now, a lot of people listening to UK will be able to identify with this in that absolute hopelessness and feeling trapped. Okay, you identified a police station around the corner from where you lived. But for people that perhaps don't see that, what do you recommend, having gone through this and being isolated from your friends and family, what do you suggest?
First of all, you have to draw on your own strength, and that would be my big message. As frightened as you are, you do have the courage, you do have the reserves inside you, so you've got to dig deep, you've got to pull up your socks, and you've got to stand up for yourself and believe in yourself. And then go back to your friends and family. If they find it hard to believe or you're ashamed, put that aside. Insist that people listen to your story. And then 000, the local police station, get those numbers in your phone, get them memorized. And the police are amazing. They will come, they'll be there in a heartbeat, and they will not let go.
And just tell us, Kay, what happened then? You went to the police, and just play it out for us.
I had to go to court to get that ratified. You are protected immediately, but there's an AVO granted by the magistrate over the phone, and I didn't quite understand that. I thought I was still very vulnerable, but I was in fact protected. But still, if you're home and away from the police station and then he's around, there's no one to protect you then. You are very vulnerable. So get the police on your side. As the domestic violence liaison officer will hold your hand. They'll protect you and they'll help you through. That piece of paper, it will help you. Sometimes it's a red rag to a bull, unfortunately. But and then if you can, press charges. Get all the protective mechanisms in place if you can. Failing that, get the hell out.
Kay, you've written an extraordinary book about this. It's obviously a true story. It's called Perfect Stranger. What happens when the man of your dreams makes your life a nightmare? I want to thank you, Kay. I know there'll be many of our listeners and readers of Mind Food that will identify, and I know you would have helped particularly some women out there. So thank you very much, and thanks for writing this book. It's a brilliant book, and for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Great, thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.